Okay, the Mishnah Daf Yabez Amud Aleph discusses a very fundamental machlokas beisil beishamai. The case, of course, is caring, seemingly l'tzorech, but not for the purpose of meleches ochel nefesh. The case is a case of carrying a katan, carrying a lulav, carrying a sefer Torah. In which case, beishamai says that clearly is forbidden. The Torah tells us there's a heter. We've discussed at length of meleches ochel nefesh. Achacher yalachel ochel nefesh hulavado yesalachem. Beyond that, why would one assume that any malacha is mutter at all, and therefore it's forbidden min ha-Torah? And the Mishnah tells us that beisilo matirin, that seemingly one is allowed to involve himself in malacha potsa even beyond the tzarech of maleches ochel nefesh. No doubt, if you were to ask whose shita is the great chiddush, the answer, of course, is beisilo. Beishamai has a pasuk, ochel nefesh is mutter. To argue that somehow that heter expands even beyond, that sounds like a incredible chiddush nifla. You know, one would have expected the Gemara should immediately ask, minayin, how do you know indeed that this is true? And therefore, stunning that the Gemara never asked such a kasha, and the Gemara never quotes a pasuk to tell us, how do you know that you can expand the heter of meleches ochel nefesh? When we did earlier in the year, the sugya of machshir ochel nefesh, we discussed this on the previous daf, on daf yud aleph and mud aleph. If machshir ochel nefesh is mutter, so the Gemara daf chav ches, there must be a pasuk. If ochel nefesh alone does not allow machshir ochel nefesh, if machshir ochel nefesh is mutter, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, there must be some gzeres hakasuk. In Enochinami, the Gemara says there is. Hu levado yesal lachem, lachem is a riboy, lachol sarchechem. So it is surprising that, number one, the shita beisilo, that you can engage in malacha even above him and lechus ochel nefesh. And surprising, we'll have to see how revealing this is, that the Gemara never quotes a posuk to tell us the chiddush of Beis Hillel's shita. One could raise the following. The example that the Mishnah gives is an example of a malacha of hotzah. Could one argue, is this uniquely true when it comes to hotzah? Hotzah, which is litzorech b'shul litzorech ochel nefesh? Or maybe one could argue that no, this is simply an example of meleches ochel nefesh generally. Also a very, very fundamental question. Why is it that Hotzah somehow is the example machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So all of a sudden, that when you look in the Gemara immediately begins with a parallel case, and that is Hashochet Olas Nedova Biyantiv. Well, a person engages in Shchita. Shchita is Meleches Ochel Nefesh. But you're dealing with the case of an Olas Nedova. An Olas Nedova, right, has two reasons that indeed that should be asa. Number one, right, it's a nedava, meaning it's not considered to be part of the karbanos haregel. Maybe one could argue when it comes to the karbanos haregel, that's mutter betoch haregel, but you're dealing with a nedava, okay? Number two, you're dealing with the karban ola. Ola. Ola means that there is no achila whatsoever. So the basis to argue that, you know, maybe indeed this should be mutter, either because it is something that is attached to yantiv, or it's something that facilitates achila, no, neither one is true. We're talking about an olas nedava, an olas nedava. Oh, so very good. So the Braisa says, if a person engages in shchita of an olas nedava, it's not considered to be a tzarech hamoed, it's not considered to be ochel nefesh, and therefore loke. Therefore, again, there's malchus deraisa. That's a violation of this simalacha of shchita. Well, a chiddush our Gemara says that if Yitzhak Barbadimi says, you know what? Oh, this is the same as our Mishnah. That's the shita of Beis Shammai. Wow, so what is true of Hotzah is also true of Shchita. You're doing something which, yes, is not random, it's Litzorech, but it's not Litzorech Ochel Nefesh. So just as there's Machlokas when it comes to Hotzah, there will be Machlokas when it comes to the case of Shchita as well. So apparently you see black and white in the Gemara. No, the Furish. That this is not limited to Hotzah, this applies even to Shchita as well, okay? So the question is, are they arguing just about Hotzah? Are they arguing about all of Meleches Ochel Nefesh? The answer is obvious, the first line of the Gemara. No. You see from a case of Hashochet Olas Adav. What I want you to do very, very carefully is you have to keep on learning the Gemara, get the Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and then see if at any point in time the Gemara retracted from this assumption. Well, why do I emphasize this is true? Because let's just jump ahead for a second, just food for thought. Because take a look in the Rambam. We've discussed this Rambam A little bit, no? Perek Aleph Lachadal, Nuchas Yantiv. Where the Rambam writes, there's a concept of mitoch, but you know what? This concept is only limited to two cases. That's Poshub Shatna Rambam. It applies to Hotzah. It applies to Hotzah. And our Gemara says a little bit later, mitoch shuhutra, not only Hotzah, but Havara. Havara. It applies to the Isra of Hotzah, and it applies to Lo Sevaru Eish. And when the Rambam quotes this halacha, that you can do something above and beyond Tzorach HaNefesh, the Rambam only writes it when it comes to those two malachos. So realize, that's something we're going to have to process, because Poshub Shet, that Rambam is against the first line of our Gemara, where our Gemara says the following. What happens when it comes to a case of Shechita? Oh, you know what the Gemara says? That's identical. What is true of Hotzah is true when it comes to Shechita as well. So Poshub Shet, this is not a Hotzah issue, right? This is an issue of Mitoch. How far do we extend the heter of Melechis Salchan Efesh? And if that is the machlokes, very mistaber, what is true when it comes to Hotzah is also going to be true when it comes to the Melacha of Netilas Neshama, when it comes to Shechita as well. So seemingly it's Mufurish in the Gemara. Then it Siv points out that Merome Sada, when you get to Daf Yud Beis and Medei, seemingly the Gemara is Chozeh, and maybe that's the basis of the Rambam Shechita. But realize, what the Gemara seems to present is just obvious. This is not a machlokas limited to Hotzah, right? Maybe the maskana indeed, that is not true. Oh, so it's a broader machlokas? Am I allowed to engage in Melechis Salchan Nefesh? It's Tzorech, let's assume. Sounds like the mission is Letzorech. The case is not random carrying, but it's carrying a child or carrying a lulav or carrying a Sefer Torah. Am I allowed to engage in Melechis Salchan Nefesh Letzorech, even though it is not considered to be Letzorech Ochan Nefesh? And whatever the answer is, yes or no, that should also apply to Shechita. Shechita is mutter, clearly, Letzorech Ochan Nefesh. But am I allowed to engage in Shechita Letzorech if it is not Letzorech Ochan Nefesh? For example, a case of an Olas Adava. Oh, so that's an incredible parallel. So our Braisa says that there's Malkus Daraisa. So Yitzhak Barbadimia says very simply, that's the Shechita of Beis Shammai. We limit the heter to Ochan Nefesh itself. It doesn't apply when it comes to Otsah, to a case of Katan Lulav Sefer Torah. And it doesn't apply when it comes to Shechita, to a case of an Olas Nadava at all. How can you construe Olas Nadava as being Ochan Nefesh? It's Kulo Kalil. How can that possibly be? Okay? What does it seem from our Gemara? Apparently, and if you hold like Beisilo, Mitoch. Mitoch means that we're not limited to Tzorech Ochan Nefesh. We're going to allow even a Tzorech, which is not Melechis Ochan Nefesh. So therefore, just as we allow carrying the Katan, or carrying Lulu, carrying a Sefer Torah, we would allow for the Shechita of an Olas Nadava as well. That seemingly is the exact alignment of our Gemara. Okay, so Tosus points out, you know what? That's not true. Tosus says, take a look at the Sugya Daf Yud Tes Siman Aleph. And there, the Gemara says that is blatantly not the case. That's the Chiddush of Ula. Ula says the following, that you know what? What is the machlokas beisil beishamim when it comes to an ola? When it comes to an ola. Yes, I agree, there's a machlokas. But you know what the machlokas beisil beishamim is? It's not about an olas nedava. It's about an olas chova, an olas re'iyah. An olas re'iyah is considered to be part of the karbanos hamoed. It's part of the karbanos haregel. Am I allowed to offer an olas re'iyah, which is part of the karbanos of the yantiv, on the day of Yantif itself? Wow, that's the machlokas. And what exactly is the basis of that machlokas when it comes to an olas chova, an olas re'iyah? Ula says, oh, you know what? That's based on psuki. Because when you look in Vayikra Chav Gimel, in Parshas Emor, the Torah says the following, V'chagosem oso chag lashem. V'chagosem oso chag lashem. So Beis Shammai says that term, V'chagosem, is very technical. The Chagosim is referencing the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga. Chagiga in, but Olas Re'iyah lo. When the Torah describes the Karban that's brought on Yantif itself, it limits it to the Karban Chagiga, but it does not apply to the Olas Re'iyah, the Olas Chova, and therefore, in Achinami, that is considered to be Asin. If that really is true, if the Pasuk says, the Chagosim, and that means a Chagiga, how can Beis Hillel possibly say that I disagree? and even the olas chova can be offered. Oh, so it must be a gzeras hakasuk, no? Because the pasuk says v'chagosim osel chag l'Hashem. What do you mean l'Hashem? Oh, so Beis Hillel says there's a ribui in the pasuk. Kol shuhu l'Hashem. Kol shuhu l'Hashem. The pasuk that describes the offering of the karbanos anyantiv, according to Beis Shammai, limited to chagiga. According to Beis Hillel, it extends to the olas re'ia, the olas re'ia, because that's considered to be karbanos haregel. However, ula is explicit. But let's assume, for example, you're dealing with nedarim unedavos. Let's say you're dealing with an olas nedava. In olas nedava, there's no achila. And olas nedava is not karbanos haregel. If you're talking about an olas nedava, afilu lebeis Hillel lo. No one says that's mutter. No one says that's mutter. So Tosa says it's mufurish against our Gemara. Our Gemara discusses the case of an olas nedava, and our Gemara says that should be dependent on mitoch, and therefore according to Beis Shammai, no, but according to Beis Hillel, yes. That means that according to Beis Hillel, seemingly, you can offer an olas nedava anyantiv, and daf yotes siman aleph, Ula says absolutely not. The allowance of Beis Hillel is only regarding karbanos haregel, an olas chov, an olas re'ia, but not an olas nedava. Because after all, everyone agrees, ein nedarim unedavos kravim biyantu. Well, so therefore, Tosa says, isn't that an absolute stira? Isn't that an absolute stira? Oh, so Tosa says something brilliant. You know what? No, we can reconcile. We can reconcile. Not all Rishonim agree. You take a look, we'll see later, the Rashba writes, enochinami. These two views are not compatible. Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi does not agree with Ula. The Sugi and Daf Yud Beis does not agree with Daf Yud Tes. These are different Amoraim. And why are you trying to go ahead and see to it that somehow you can resolve? These are two different Deos and Enochinami. They are at odds. They don't agree. Oh, Artosa says no. Now, take a look carefully in our Gemara. If the Gemara would have said that Hashochach Olas Nadava B'yantiv Mutter Urasa, Mutter or Aser? Oh, so you know what I would say? Yeah, everybody agrees it's Aser. That's not a machlokas whatsoever. That's Daf Yud Tes. Everyone agrees that it is Aser to offer Olas and Avinyantiv. That's not a machlokas, that's clear. That's Ula, Daf Yud Tes and Aleph. Our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says the following, Hashochet Olas Avinyantiv Loke. Wow, there's Malkus Daraisa. There's Malkus Daraisa. Oh. So that's Tosas of Skiddush. Wow. Daf Yud Tes. Everyone agrees, don't you dare, offer an olas nedav anyantiv. An olas nedav is not dochi yantiv. Don't you dare. That's not a machlokes. But what if you did dare? What if you brought it? Our Gemara says loke. That is only true according to Vishal. According to Vishal, that's not true. Wow. That's our Tosas. The Gemaras are exquisite. They're so meduyak. Ula said no. And Daf Yud Bey says malkus. Everybody agrees no, but a more technical machlokas, if you do it, what exactly is the chiyu? Is there malchus, or is there no malchus? Wow, that's a very, very heavy issue, no? According to the view of Ula, Nedarim and Nedavos, I understand, are not brought, but according to Beis Hillel, there wouldn't be malchus daraisa. But according to Beis Shammai, no, that's not true. There's malchus daraisa. So, Why in the world? If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's aser, it's aser. Why should one assume that not every rugiz it's aser, but machlokas, whether there's malchus, whether there is no malchus? Wow, so Tosa cites the following. You know what this means? Pretty incredible. You go ahead and offer an olas nedava. What exactly did you violate? If there's malchus, that means you violated a lav. A lav. If ain't a loke, it means it's aser, but there is no lav. An essay. A person who goes out and violates an essay. There's no malchus. In order to get malchus daraisa, the Torah has to say, lo, hishomer, pen, or al. It's not enough the Torah says, don't do it. But the Torah has to express an iser lo saseh. We very often have something which is called an iser essay. We've discussed many times. Now they're on the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. No, the Rambam writes on Shabbos, there's a lav, lo sasa chomalacha, and there's an essay. An essay of Shabbason, an essay of Tishbos, we discussed at length. No? What exactly does that essay mean? You know what the Rambam writes? that if you fulfill Shabbos, you're mekayim an essay. And if you violate Shabbos, you're mevatel an essay. You're mevatel the essay. That's called a lav baba mechal essay. Psachim daf nun tes. Lav baba mechal essay means it's usr, but in aloke. So wow, a person goes ahead and offers an olas nadav. No one says that that's mutter. But did you violate a lav, or did you violate an essay? Ah, Satosus writes, that's a machlokas between Bisol and Bishamai. Well, so no doubt that itself is a chiddush. And to assume that's the machlokas Bisol and Bishamai, that also is a chiddush. Why would one argue there should be a love? Why would one argue that no, there shouldn't be a love? It's only an essay. It's only an essay. And then the next step, and now plugging in the deos, oh, Bishamai holds it's a love. And Beisul holds it's only an essay. But why would you say it's a lav, or why would you say it's an essay? It's an essay. Oh, so you know what? Something pretty incredible. Now, the Torah tells us that, you know what? Ocho nefesh is mutter. Ocho nefesh is mutter. I understand. You know what? So let's create the construct this way. Step one, there's an isser malacha. Step two, there's a heter of ocho nefesh. Got it. No. There are limits to the heter of ocho nefesh. There are limits to the heter of ocho nefesh. For example, hu levado yeso lachem. You know what lachem means? Lachem velo legavo. You know what lachem means? Lachem velo leakum. You know what lachem means? Lachem velo leklovim. Of course, the Torah says that certain malachas are mutter, but there are limitations. It's not a categorical heter. There are limitations. It applies, yes, for typical Yisrael, but wow, extremes. Not to hektish, not to a guy, not to an animal. How do you understand that? Malach is aser, step one. Step two is that there's heter v'ocho nefesh, and now there are certain exceptions or certain limitations to the heter of ocho nefesh. So how exactly does that work? Oh, so Tosus is working with two possibilities. One possibility is as follows. You know what? Step one is there's an issa. Step two is that there's a heter. Whatever is not included in the heter is only achilas Yisrael, but it doesn't apply to hektesh, akum, klavim. There's no heter. If there's no heter, you know what that means? Back step. You're back to step one. You're back to step one. What about another possibility? No. There's a heter of these malachos on Yantif. Step two. There's an iser, lachem velo. You know what lachem velo is? Lachem velo is not a lav. Lachem velo is an essay. Hu levado yeso lachem. When I'm dorish, lachem velo, you know what that's called? A lav haba michlal essay. That's called an iser essay. An iser essay. So that's an incredible construct. When you have an exception to ocho nefesh, is that step one or is that step three? Does that mean there's no heter? If there's no heter, I'm back to my starting point, step one in iser malacha. Or do you argue despite the fact that step two, there's an oser. What is this oser? Lachem velo. Lachem velo is not allowed. Lachem velo is an iser essay. What does the nafka mean as to whether it's step one and step three? Malkus. If you hold you back step, that's step one. If you hold, no, this is an osa, that's step three. So that's like an incredible, incredible deal. The limitations to ocho nefesh, is that a new iser? Or is that simply reverting back to the primary iser? You know what reverting back to the primary iser is called? Ahadre le isurakam. Ahadre le isurakam. Wow. That's a fascinating chiddush. A fascinating chiddush. Wow. So number one, Tosa says that's the chakira. Wow. Ahadre Yisur HaKam is a sinuos. Oh, now Tosa plugs in. Pretty incredible. You know what? That's exactly the resolution. This issue, whether step one or step three, that's a machlokes. Beisil HaBeishamai. Beishamai holds, we'll have to see why, but Beishamai holds step one. Beisil holds step three. Oh, so very good. Is it mutter? No one says it's mutter. That's Ula, that's your testament aleph. No one says it's mutter. But is there Malkus? There's no Malkus. Oh, that depends on a Hadri the Surakama. That depends on Beisila Beishamai. Beishamai says step one. Beisila says step three. And that's the resolution. That's pretty incredible. No? No stira whatsoever. Every brig is its aser, but what is the tokef aser? Is it allowed or is it only considered to be an essay? An essay. Wow, that's pretty important. That's pretty important. Wow. Tosus now even goes a step further. Tosus says the following. According to Beis Shammai, Olas Nedava, clearly, there's Malkus. Tosus goes a step further. There will be Malkus according to Beis Shammai, even in a case of an Olas Chov as well. Even in a case of an Olas Chov as well. After all, because the Pasuk says, V'chagosim oso chag l'ashem. V'chagosim oso chag l'ashem. So Tosus writes, realize that if that Pasuk says, Chagiga in, and Ololo, you know what? That would apply even to an Olas Chov as well. So Tosus says, Beis Shammai holds step one, a Hadar Surakama, not only in a case of an Olas Nedava, but even in a case of an Olas Ria, an Olas Chova as well. And therefore, Inachinami, that Ahadre, the Yisurakama. Wow. Okay. A further chiddush emerges from Tosus. No. You know, I could have said the following. That, you know what, that in Olas Nedava, which is not allowed to be brought, according to Beis Hillel, is comparable to an Olas Re'ih, according to Beis Shammai, which is not allowed to be brought. So Tosu says that's not a good analogy. That really is not a good analogy at all. Tosu says it's true that according to Beis Hillel, you cannot go ahead and offer an Olas Nedava. And according to Beis Shammai, you can't even offer an Olas Chova. But realize they're worlds apart. They're worlds apart. If you offer an Olas Nedava according to Beis Hillel, ain't a loken. And if you offer an Olas Chova according to Beis Shammai, loken. Wow. Even though, what do you mean? I would have thought that's analogous. That an Olas Nedava according to Beis Hillel is exactly the same as an Olas Chova according to Beis Shammai. Tosus, that really is not true whatsoever. In Olas Nedav, according to Beis Hillel, you know what? Is an Isser, but ain't a loke, lo ahadre. And in Olas Chov, according to Beis Shammai Shita, mamish there's Malkus. There's Malkus Daraisa. Wow. So realize that even though both cases are Aser, but Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai are worlds apart. Worlds apart. Okay. Tosus is a further chiddush. We dealt with an Olas Chov. We dealt with an Olas Nedav. What happens if it would be Shalmei Nedav? What if it would be Shalmei Nedav? What does Shalmei Nedav have that an Olas Nedav does not have? A Shalmei Nedav has Achila. Has Achila. And Olas Nedav is Kulo Kalil. But Shalmei Nedava, there's Achila Sabaymin. There's Achila Sabaymin. So Tosus is clear, even a further Chiddush, now you have to kind of map it all out, even a further Chiddush. Shalmei Nedava, what would Beis Shammai say about the case of Shalmei Nedava? So you know what Tosus says? Ain't a loke. Wow. So even within the sheet of Beis Shammai says, Ahad Ridi Surakama. When does Beis Shammai say Ahad Ridi Surakama? That's true when you're dealing with an Olas Ri'iya, or if you're dealing with an Olas Nedava. But if you're dealing with Shalmei Nedava, even Beis Shammai agrees in a loke. In a loke. So that you have to map out, no? If you read the Tosus carefully during Chavrusa, no? That's how Tosus presents it. Pretty incredible, no? Everybody agrees in Dharma Dharma Saint Craven Beyantiv. Okay. Machlokes Vesilu Beis Shammai, Malkus, Ese. How do the Yisurakam Ernu Ose? And even Beis Shammai that says, Haradir Surakama, no, Bamed Ramamurim, when you're dealing with an Ola Suriya, or certainly you're dealing with Ola Sadava, but if you're dealing with Shammai Nadava, even Beis Shammai will agree to Beis Hillel that that's Asur, that in a loka. Well, so what exactly is the Shita Beis Shammai? An Olas Nadava or an Olas Re'iyah is loka. Shammai Nadava, it's Asur, but in a loka. In a loka. Well, that means that everyone agrees that on some level, Lachem, below the Gavoa, is an essay. Lachem below the Gavoa is an essay, an Isser essay. According to Beis Hiloshita, that applies in the case of an Ola. And according to Beis Shammai, that's limited to the case of Shomei Nadava. Shomei Nadava. Wow. So if I ask you, Lachem below, is that a new Isser? Or is that Ahad with Yisurakama? You know what the answer is? That it depends. It depends. According to Beis Hiloshita, that you know what? We always assume it's a new Isser. And according to Beis Shammai Shita, sometimes yes, sometimes no. If you're dealing with a Karban Ola, Ahad with Yisurakama. If you're dealing with Shomei Nadava, then it's a new Isser. About to see why that should be. Why that should be. You know, maybe the answer should be to this question, yes or no. But the answer is, it really depends. Beis Shammai says, you know what? Sometimes we say Ahadre, and sometimes we assume that. So according to Beis Hiloshita, we say Ahadre, the Yisur HaKama? Nope. It's a new Issur. According to Beis Shammai, yes, at times, at times. It depends on whether it's an Ola or whether it's Eishlam. No, that's just the facts. No? And aligning the doses when you make your chart. Wow. So now Tosus is bothered by the following. That means everyone agrees on some level that Lachem v'lo l'gavoa is an Isser Esse. And you don't say Ahadrit Yisuraka. Okay. So Tosus now asks, incredible kasha, Ma'ish nami psulim okdashim. How is that different from a case of psulim okdashim? Where Tosus assumes then everyone agrees Ahadrit Yisuraka. That's Tosus's model. Here you have a model of a new Isser with a very fundamental machlokes, Beisilei Shammai, when yes, when not. But why is that different from a case of Psili HaMukdash? Meaning what? You have an animal. It has a Kedusha Saguf, a Kedusha Saguf. You're not allowed to use that for anything at all other than you use it as a carbon. You cannot use it for anything at all. You go ahead and do so, you're fighting Nisr Me'ila, Malkus Daraisa. Guess what? All of a sudden now you have Kodshim Yizbeach, Shenafel Bamum. All of a sudden that animal becomes a Bamum. It's no longer Roya Lakrova. It's no longer Roya Mizbeach. So what exactly do you do? Oh, so Dvarim Tezvav. You have to be Pode, Pidyon, Pidyon. You're Pode, Pode, Psulei HaMukdashim. Wow, that's a form of Pidyon Hektish. That's a form of Pidyon Hekdesh. There are different types of Pidyon Hekdesh. Let's assume, for example, a person is Makdish something as Mamon Hekdesh, a Makdish a table. What is Hekdesh going to do with the table? You know what the answer is? A person can be Poda, and guess what? The Malos will have Kedusha, and the table is Yotzei Lechulin. That's Pidyon when it comes to Mamon Hekdesh. Mamon Hekdesh. The Torah tells you a very, very great Kiddush. That, you know what? Dvarim Tesvav. That there also is a parsha of pidyon when it comes to psulei hamukdashim. You have an animal that has a kedusha saguf lemizbeach that is no longer roi lahakrava. You know what? You have to be poda. Okay, so you're poda. Wow, I was poda the table, and the hekdesh is paka. And now I do an act of pidyon for this behema shenafa b'mum kedusha saguf. All of a sudden, the Torah says the following. You know what? That good. You did so. You did so. You were a pode, but there are limitations, the limitations. No? Tizbach v'achalta. Tizbach v'achalta. You know what? Now that you were a pode, this animal, the Kedusha Saguf, you're allowed to slaughter the animal and to eat it. But you're not allowed to, You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to work it. You cannot go ahead and treat it like a behemah schulin. But la'achar pidyon psuli hamakdashim, there's a heter shlita, and there's a heter achila. Okay? Good. So our Tosus quotes the Gemara, no? B'choros daf tezvav. Oh, where the Gemara says the following. And what happens if a person does so? Let's say a person goes in and works and shears psuli hamakdashim. Guess what? Loke. There's malchus deraisa. Well, isn't that a parallel? Isn't that a parallel to this construct? Well, you have step one, where you have an animal that has a kedusha saguf, and there's an iser. And if I were to go ahead and inappropriately use that animal, I misappropriate the kedusha, malchus deraisa. All of a sudden, step two. It was nafal b'mum. Now there's a parsha pidyon. Pidyon. But pidyon has certain limitations. Pidyon allows achila, but pidyon does not allow you to shear or to work that animal. So isn't that an exact parallel that, you know what? There are limitations to the heter. How do you understand limitations to the heter? There are two ways, no? Maybe one could argue, if there are limitations to the heter, it means the heter was not chal, ahad with yusur akama. I'm back to step one. Step one means you violated Nisr Me'ilah. If you violated Nisr Me'ilah, there's Malkas Daraisa. However, maybe one could argue differently. Tizbach is an essay. And therefore, Tizbach means Achila, yes, but Giza Vavoda, no. Yes, but not this. Yes, but not this is an Nisr essay. And therefore, I'd argue that that's called step three. If it's called step three, Enoloka. Enoloka. Whoa, so that's Tosus Akasha. Tosus says the following, wait, we just got through saying when it comes to Melech HaSof HaNefesh that exclusions to step two are anuis. According to Beis Hillel, that's clear. And according to Beis Shammai, it depends whether it's a Shlomo or whether it's an Ola. And all of a sudden, B'choros Tetzvav, when it comes to Psulei HaMikdashim, the exceptions to step two mean you backstep. And this is a lav daraisa and didir malchus. So why should there be a difference? Why in one case do we say ahad liyusur akama, in another case we don't? Well, that's the Tosus. Oh, so Tosus says the following. Yeah. Case by case, let's look at the psukim. Tosus says the following, when it comes to psuli hamukdashim, that what do you mean? The heter is tizbach machalta. The heter is mafurish b'kra, and anything else is b'chal ha'isr. And therefore, ahadre. Here, what do you mean? The Torah says, ach asher yachel l'chonefesh. And therefore, we have a principle of chonefesh, and we have a principle of mitoch. The heter is mafurish b'kra, and if there's a limitation to the heter, that's step three. That's not step one. Wow. That's the Chiddush that Tosus writes. When you're dealing with a case where the Torah only says Tizbach. Anything beyond Tizbach is a Ahad Yisur Akama. But here the Torah tells us, Ach Asher Yachal L'Chonefesh. That should allow everything. Not only on Chonefesh, but even Mitoch. If there's a limitation, a limitation where that heter is mafurish b'kra, that's considered to be a nuisse. Wow. That's considered to be a nuisse. That's the Chiddush Tosus. Wow. Now, how does that translate according to Beis Shammai? Now, according to Beis Shammai, I'll say the following. Beis Shammai agrees there's a heter of mitoch. Good. That means the Torah says there's an Isser Malacha, step one. But then there's a heter. That's a very broad heter. The heter is Ochel Nefesh, and the heter is Mitoch. If I would have stopped there, I would have said, of course it's Mutter for purposes of Hekdesh. Of course it's Mutter for other purposes. That's Mitoch. No. Lachem velo. Oh, the heter is mafurish v'kra. There's a cap. That's step three. So according to Beis Hillel, it's clear, no? That this is a new ose. What would you say according to Beis Shammai? Would you say the same things you're according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai denies mitoch. Beis Shammai denies mitoch. Which means that there's an issur, that's step one, and there's a heter. The heter is only olcha nefesh. There's no mitoch. The heter is olcha nefesh. Olcha nefesh is a pretty limited heter. It's a heter, but it's a limited heter. Once you go above and beyond the scope of olcha nefesh, la'akum, that's not called olcha nefesh. L'klavim, that's not called olcha nefesh. Gavoa, that's not called olcha nefesh. If it's not called olcha nefesh, that's a new iser. That's a new iser. You're back to step one. That's exactly why Tosla says, whether lachem v'lakum is a hadri yisur kama, or whether it's no oser, that depends on whether you subscribe to mitoch. If you subscribe to mitoch, step two should be a very, very broad heter, and any limitation, a chiddush, is a new iser. If you hold two, only olcha nefesh is mutter, and this is not called olcha nefesh, if it's not called olcha nefesh, and the heter of malach is only olcha nefesh, that's a new iser. That's a new iser. The Torah says, you can do this for the purpose of olcha nefesh. I'm not doing it for the purpose of olcha nefesh. That's a new iser. Of course I had with the isur kama. No? That's incredible. No, that's Hosos's Chiddush. Whether you should argue ahadre or lo ahadre, that should depend on whether you agree to mitoch. That's exactly the sugya. So Beis Shammai, who denies of mitoch, is going to hold ahadre. And Beis Hillel, who subscribes to mitoch, is going to argue, this is new iser. Because if I didn't have that limitation, I would have said it's all mutter. According to Beis Shammai, it's all aser. That's exactly the lamdas. Lamas atosus. You ready? No? I think that's great. No? Next step. What did Tosus suggest according to Beis Shammai? That even though Beis Shammai says you get Malkas Daraisa, that's only when it comes to an Ola. No, an Olas Nadava or an Olas Re'iyah. But what about when it comes to Shalmei Nidava? Shalmei Nidava. There Tosus said this incredible Chiddush. Even Beis Shammai would agree that in the case of Shalmei Nidava, in a loke. No? You saw that? Well, what in the world? No, like what? Ahadri, yes? No, that's exactly the Chiddush. Beis Shammai denies mitoch. But they agree to olcha nefesh. They agree to olcha nefesh. You know, to say I can offer an ola, what, an ola is olcha nefesh? An ola is olcha. How in the world is an ola olcha nefesh? It's kulo kalil. An ola is not olcha nefesh. If it's not olcha nefesh, ahadri yisur kama. Oh, Beis Hillel says mitoch, so why can't I say litzorech gavo? It's called a tzorech. No? Tosa says, you're basing it off at the bottom. You want to play ball? No? A ball is called mitoch. There's a tzorech. I'm offering a carbon that's not the tzorech. I would have said that a carbon, of course, is the tzorech. Oh, so lachem velo is a separate iser. According to Beis Shammai Shita, no, there's no heter of mitoch. It's only olcha nefesh. An ol is olcha nefesh. An ol is olcha nefesh. You can argue what? That olcha nefesh includes achilas hamizbeach? No. Olcha nefesh means achilas adam. And that's why if you offer an ola, it's an isur malacha, ahadri yisur kama. What would you say about shlamim? What would you say about shlamim? Shlamim, guess what? There's achilas habaylim. There's achilas habaylim. You're partaking of the karma. There is achila. You don't have to come on to mitoch, no? There is achila. If there is achila, that's olcha nefesh. That's olcha nefesh. Oh, but there's a pasuk, lachem v'lo. Even Beis Shammai agrees, lachem v'lo, when it comes to a shlamim, is a new issa. Because to argue that shlamim should be mutter, you don't have to come on to mitoch. There's achilas habayalim. achilas habayim, I would have said, is achil, what, I can eat my steak, but I can't eat a karban, a mitzvah achilas kadshim. I would have said, achila applies to achilas rishus, and certainly to achilas shal mitzvah. Oh, lochem velo. Meaning, despite the fact that it's ochon nefesh, it's aser. Whoa, that's exactly Tosus, no? That's exactly the chiddush. But even Beis Shammai says that there's malchus, that's only when it comes to karban ola, because there's no way you can argue karban ola is mutu without mitoch. But shlomim? Shlomim is achilas habayim. Shlomim is achilas habayim. That's mutter. Forget about mitoch. I would have called it ochon nefesh. The Torah says, no, don't consider it ochon nefesh. You know what the answer is? Despite the fact that it should be ochon nefesh, it's a separate iser. Lachem lo gavoah. Wow, so that's the chiddush of Beis Shammai Shita. Sometimes when it comes to kodshim, a karban, I'm going to say ahadre, and sometimes not, depending on whether I could view this possibly as ochon nefesh. There's no way you can view a karban ol as ochon nefesh. Ahadre li yisura kama. Masha'inkin, if you're talking about ashlamim, where there is achilas bailim in such a case, wow. So, even Beis Shammai is going to agree. That's the chiddush of Tosus Ashifta. Wow. So Tosus writes this incredible model. Psuli HaMukdashim is the model of Ahadri. And Beisil Ashifta is Lachem Velo is Nisarese. And what about according to Beis Shammai? It depends. If you're talking about Achilas Kadshim when there is no Achilas Abaylim, that's Ahadri. If you're talking about despite the fact that you can partake, and it's still aser, that's going to be in Isser Esse. Wow. That's the lumbus of Tosus. That's something which is powerful, no? Mm-hmm. Tosus discusses the same deal. Tosus in Psachim and Daf Mem Dalet, and Tosus in Nazir and Daf Lamed Zayin, and Tosus in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin, and Tosus in Zvach and Daf Ayin Ches, Shas Tosus. How do you understand the whole concept of Tam Ki'ikar? Tam Ki'ikar. Right? It's not our sugya now, but Tosus says the exact same lamdas. And here Tosus says this is a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Machalos asuros, obviously, Rasher Bachila. You know what? But what happens if there's a taruvos? There's a taruvos. Typically speaking, if there's a taruvos, there's bittul. There's bittul. I'll rely on bittul. Bittul b'chalo korula. Achri rabba mahatos. There's a concept of bittul. We discussed in Daf Gimel. A concept of bittul. You know what the Gemara there and all those sugyas is mechadesh. Wait a second. You know what? You can't always apply a principle of bittul. You know what? What happens if it's no same time? It's true that, you know, there's a vast majority of. But the meal, there's no same time. If the miut is no Saint Thomas, in such a case, that is also. That is also. Tam ki ikar. Wow. Tosus in those places now raises the very same two issues. Is Tam ki ikar daraisa, or is Tam ki ikar only a din d'rabbanan? That chiddush, that don't rely on bittul, if you can still, right, somehow sense, taste the tam of the issa. You know what Rashi writes, Sfun Sariches. But you know what? Tam Kikar is only a dindrabam. There's bittul. Ah, you know what? That it tastes, it smells. You know, okay, that's a dindrabam. Technically speaking, it's bittul. And the Sheikh of the Balei Tosfos says, it's not true. Tam Kikar is a dindaraisa. But Tosfos raises the following issue now. Zvachim daf ayim ches and barzar daf samach zayin. Do you get malchus for Tam Kikar? Do you get malchus for Tam Kikar? And Tosus there spells it out, the very same lamdos. One could argue the following, you know what? If it's no same time, there's no bittul. If it's no same time, it's monea, there is no bittul. If there's no bittul, you're back to step one. Step one is machalas asuras. There's malchus daraisa. The other apostle Tosus says is, no, that's not true. Tosus quotes that as, the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is your lokem midaraisa for Tam Kikar. And the Shita of the Ri, no, that's not true. Tam Kikar is daraisa, but ain't a loke. Meaning it's step three. There is bittul, But the Torah says sometimes despite bittul, you still have to be concerned. There's a parsha in the Torah, b'yulei akum. No? You have to be machshir kelim. There's a parsha in the Torah of Nazir, the Midbar Vav, Mishra Sanavim. The rewrites, all those are an essay. All those are an iser essay. So Tosus writes the exact same lumdus, no? Tosus writes, Psuli HaMukdashim is a hadrini surakama, Tosus Yaveis. Lachem Volakum is a new iser, according to Beis Hillel always, and according to Beis Shammai when it comes to Ushlamim. And Tom Kiker, Tosus writes, is a machlokas Rishonim. Whether it's more similar to Alcha Nefesh, or whether it's more similar to Psuli HaMukdashim. There's a Tosus in Erech and Dav Gimel that discusses this even when it comes to, not Isurim, but when it comes to a Chiyuv and Itzos. Tosus there has two deos regarding the following. Women, Chayiv and Mitzvos. No? Hishva Kosav Yishalish. Women are Chayiv and Mitzvos. That's step one. No? You know what step two is? The Sukkah Kedushin of Chavtes. That there's certain exceptions. Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gram. A time about mitzvah women are exempt from. Mitzvah Simpa Shibshat, Tosus Brachos Step Chav. That applies whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah daraisa, whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah darabana. There's a tour of Zman Gram. Now you know what? The Gemara says there are certain cases which are exceptions to the tour of Zman Gram. Women are chayiv, no? We just had, no? Say tonight, no? Women are chayiv in Dalakosos, Psochim Kuvches, Afin Abosanes. Women are chayiv in Kriyasa Megillah, Megillah Daf Dalet, Afin Abosanes. Women are chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Afeinu bosones. So that's fascinating, no? Step one, women are chayiv. Step two, women are putter from time by mitzvahs. And exceptions to step two. Exceptions where despite the fact that it's a time by mitzvah, women are obligated. I would raise the exact issue. What is the chiyuv of women in all those? What's the chiyuv of women in Ner Chanukah? What's the chiyuv of women in Kriya Samagila? Step one, step three. Step one, step three. You know what step one means? There's no p'tur. If there's no p'tur, is man grama, you're chayiv, no? Maybe the possibility of step three, despite the fact that, yes, it's his man grama, women are chayiv ka'afi, but afi abal says is a new machayiv. A new mechayev. And that is the shita of the halachas gedolos. Tosus quotes this in Erech and Dav Gimel. That even when women are chayev, for example, in Kriya Samagila, a woman cannot be motzi a man in Kriya Samagila. Because our chiyuv, step one, in Kriya Samagila, is not the same chiyuv of step three, of afin habosones. Who says those chiyuvim are identical? If you say that the lumdus of Afin HaMasanes is there's no p'tur of Zman Grama, if there's no p'tur, you lack a p'tur, so everybody is chayiv in step one. But if you argue, no, that's not true, it's a new mechayiv, who says the new mechayiv is exactly the same? Who says that's exactly the same? You know, the Shagasayi writes, in Turi Yavim, Megillah Daf Dalet, Kriya Samegillah is Divrei Kabbalah, we discussed this before Purim, and Afimenes is a new mechayiv, drabanan. Who says they're equal? Who says they're equal? That's what the Brisker Rav writes in Erech and Daf Gimel, the stencils, that's the machlokes of Bahad, Valiatosus, whether there's no p'tur, or whether despite the fact, indeed there's a new mechayiv. So this is true when it comes to chiyuv and mitzvos. This is true when it comes to isurim. And Tosus has the fascinating model. Psulei HaMukdashim, Tosus says, is the model of Ahad Reli Surakam. And the question is, how does everything else fit? And Tosfos is chiddush that, you know what? That's not true of Ocha Nefesh. Even according to Beis Shammai, it's not true. According to Beis Hillel, it's certainly not true. Even according to Beis Shammai, in a case of Shammai Nedav. It's important Tagdara. Let me ask you the following. Why should this be? Why should we argue? Hi hanosenes. Now Tosu says, I'm going to quote the model of Ahadre Yisurakam. And the model of Ahadre Yisurakam is Psili HaMukdash. And now the question is, are these all these other cases, Chiyuv Nitzos, Tam Ki'ikar, Ocha Nefesh, is it similar to or is it distinct? Well, the model, Hi Hanosenes, is Psili HaMukdash. So that's obvious, that's a no-brainer. That's a case of Ahadre Yisurakam. I'll ask you, why is that true? Why in Lundus is that the case? Why can't I argue that, you know what, if there's a limitation to Psili HaMukdashim, that's a new osin? Why do I have to argue of all the cases that's the obvious one of Ahadre Yisurakam? Ahadre Yisurakam. So this was the second half of the Marmakos. We already mentioned there are different types of cases of pinyon when it comes to hektish. Pinyon hektish can apply to Berak HaBayis, and pinyon hektish can apply to Kedusha Sagov. You can be po to the table, and if it's a karban, shenafa b'mum, of course there's a parsha of pinyon as well. So good, pidyon. But is there really a gzera shava? Is that the same type of pidyon? Pidyon of Berak HaBayis and pidyon of Psili HaMukdashim? Or are they very, very different? Very, very different. What we'll have to discuss really is the following. You know, when I say something belongs to Hekdesh, you know, I would say they're two moving parts. There are two elements. One is a function of Kedusha. When I say this is Hekdesh, it means no, the Heftz is Niskadesh. There's a Tosefes Kedusha. And I'll tell you something else as well. That aside from Hekdesh in the world of Kedusha, there's a concept of Hekdesh in terms of Bailus. Whose is this? Who has the kinyani mama? Whose object is this? And if in terms of hektish there are two different elements, a makdish a table. Number one is that the table belongs to hektish. And number two, the fact that hektish owns the table means it absorbs a certain tosefes kedusha. Which element is a function of which? Do you begin with the Tosefes Kedusha? Do you begin with the elements of Kinyanei Mamon? And is there a difference between different types of Hekdesh? Maybe when it comes to certain types of Hekdesh, you know what? It's the property of Hekdesh. And by virtue of the fact that it's owned by Hekdesh, Hekdesh has certain rights. The Yisod will be as follows. We'll have to see the rights. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, you begin with Kinyanei Mamon. I have a table, and I'm makdish the table. It's not Tosefes Kedusha, I'm offering the table Agabe Mizbeach. It means that I'm transferring the table to the Rishus of Hekdesh. And guess what? When Hekdesh owns something, it elevates its status. It begins with Kinyanei Mamon, and as a consequence of the Kinyanei Mamon, it has a Tosefes Kedusha. Let's assume, for example, I have a carbon and I'm makdish the carbon. I say hareza ol. You know what? When I say hareza ol, it has a kedusha sagof lemizbeach. I elevated its status. Once I elevated its status, guess what? My rights to yudas alizadamo are limited, and hektish has certain rights that I know because it has a kedusha sagof lemizbeach. But the question of bailus is a function of the Tosefes Kedusha. The Gemara uses the language, if I'm makdish an animal, make kara turu deruvein, It was your animal before Hakdasha. It's your animal after Hakdasha. It was your animal before Hakdasha. You could do anything you want with that animal. After Hakdasha, it's your animal, but, with significant limitations. It's only your animal to offer Gam Mizbeach and nothing more, That's a pretty fundamental difference between Kedushas Damim as opposed to Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Haguf LeMizbeach. And even though there's pidyon when it comes to Kedushas Damim, and even though there's pidyon when it comes to Kedushas Haguf LeMizbeach, Psulei HaMikdashim, what we'll see is the pidyon works in very, very different ways. Very, very different ways. And once we begin to understand that, we'll see why Tosu says it's so mistaber to assume that whatever is beyond the realm of pidyon is a hadra di surakama when it comes to cases of psuli hamikdash. So take a look again, the second half of the marmakomos, you'll see there are ketzos, the kufyud zayin, sikkut and beis, you'll see the rambams, tosos, the differences between the various forms of kedusha, and that I will tell you is simply the basis of our tosos that assumes ki hanosenes, that the model of a hadra di surakama must be the case of Kedushas Haguf LeMizbeach, and therefore everyone agrees that if you overreach in terms of that pinyon, there's Malkus Daraisa because of Hadrei Surah Kama.